Back here in Battle Creek, it's halftime in the Bay College North taking on Kellogg Community College season opener today, and we bring on the old man of the North team.
Yes. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
All right. Marcus Harris, man, good having you back.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, you know, there's no secret that there is literally no body part of yours that's not been injured at one point or another.
You are not wrong on that one. Hit right on the spot.
I mean, going back to the days of the Brimley Bays, right?
Oh, yep. Shoulder and knee, yep.
So what was the deal last year? Obviously, you're on that scooter. We tried to have a little fun with it, but it was disappointing for you not to be able to be out there.
Almost. Oh, it was hard to watch, but, you know, 9 months later, PT, and I'm ready to rock again. So hopefully, you know, we have a good year this year. You know, I'm excited.
It didn't even look that you were that seriously hurt when it happened. Do you remember that day?
I thought I just rolled my ankle. I didn't think anything of it until the next day. I really couldn't push off. But, you know, things happen for a reason, so it is what it is. So
how'd you get through it? I mean, you know, obviously we had all the COVID protocols going last year, and you couldn't play, but you still wanted to be there when you could, and you couldn't for a while. You had to listen to my big mouth.
Yeah. Well, that was fun listening to you, but no, just my teammates, you know, wanted me to go there, like Matt and Tristan and Joe and Jay and all them. They all wanted me there, and it was all a good time when I was there, so they really got me through it, so it was fun.
So you stayed in town this past summer.
I did PT at Gladstone at Northwoods with Paul Brackett. So shout out to him. He's the one that fixed me up again. So.
And you were in the gym quite a bit during the summer, weren't you, trying to help the little guys?
Yeah, yes, I was. Yep, I did a couple camps and stuff, and that was all fun. So
what made you decide to stay instead of go back to Brimley or somewhere else for the summer?
It was just basically just the PT was closer. And I didn't want to have to drive back and forth from Brimley to Gladstone to go PT, so I decided to stay. So.
And how about your decision to come back to Bay for another year? You know, a lot of guys your age, you're ready to move on.
I just think I had some unfinished business. I feel like if I started something, I should be able to finish it. And then last year, I really didn't be able to finish anything. Of course, I started it, but didn't finish it. So I thought, you know, might as well give another crack at it, so. See where it goes.
So taking advantage of your COVID year, and you tried to make your presence felt up at Northern Michigan in that first game. The Zebras didn't really help you out on that one charge, hey?
Yeah, no. He did not give it to me, but, you know, it's all good. Next home game, he'll give me one.
So yeah, because we see them guys in stripes, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
So, if he's listening, I don't want to rip on him and say he should have given you a charge in an exhibition game when we could really use one in a real game, right?
Almost definitely.
But that's something that you do well. What is it? Not every guy wants to get in the way, you know, of those big guys driving inside. What is it that makes you want to be that guy? And also, there's a technique to doing it, getting your body in the right spot, your feet set. How do you do that?
Honestly, it's just doing the little things for the team. It's not about me. If we can get a stop, you know, save them from scoring, we can go down and score. That might, you know, change the difference in a game. So I'm willing to do anything to win. So it's not really anything or technique. It's just being in the right spot, honestly.
You know, there were some times last year where our guys lost their energy, you know, in some of the games. And I think you are one guy that pretty much never loses his energy. You know, you want to keep the guys pumped up, don't you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm wired that way. I don't know why, but I am. So, you know, it's all fun. So
it is. So what are you studying here at Bay College?
So actually I got one more class for my liberal arts, and then I'm going to business because I still have no idea what I want to do, and just trying some things out. So I'm not rushing anything, so.
Well, you could start your own AAU program. You could your own radio station. I mean, I got a couple ideas for you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. We'll see, though.
So what do you want to accomplish this season? This, this is a special, I guess, gift having. I mean, COVID was no gift to anybody, but you do get to play again. So what do you want to do to make the most of that?
Honestly, just for us in the awesome for the guys to improve every day and hopefully make it to Danville and, you know, win that chip. That's the ultimate goal. I didn't come here for anything less. So, yep, just to win it all.
All right, and it starts tonight here in Battle Creek, hey?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, give your shout-outs. Say hi to whoever you'd like to.
Shout-out to Brimley, of course. You know, mom, grandma, brothers, family, aunts, uncles, all of them. So, all that, yep.
And you didn't say hi to Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, well, I guess Sault Ste. Marie, but it's Brimley. It's Brimley's not Sault Ste. Marie, it's Brimley.
Okay, that's right. Well, Marcus, great having you back, man, and don't get hurt anymore, okay?
Okay, knock on wood. Let's see how. All right.
All right, that's Marcus Harris. Our halftime show continues with the stat summary coming up next. Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.